and the warmest of welcomes from me to you as we settle in together for our annual festive visit. I'm Fiona Ritchie. It's the Thistle and Shamrock. Carlos Núñez and Galician Carol getting our music going here on Thistle. And this year we're going to mark the season as Nollaig. That's the Scots Gaelic word for Christmas, because I'm delighted to be joined by the radio broadcaster, musician and Gaelic speaker Mary-Anne Kennedy. And she's going to share her childhood memories of Christmas in the city of Glasgow. And she'll describe her quiet celebrations of the season nowadays in the remote West Highlands of Scotland, including revealing to us exclusively here just how she acquires her Christmas tree. Anyway, we have some gorgeous music first. Kim Robertson and Keris Matthews ahead. First of all, though, here's Alton, a year-round favourite here on Thistle, with Solsha na Nollaig, The Lights of Christmas.
The Solsha na Nollaig ag lonru le bua, o yard mar na cara go wheg na sa tua, te conyal na Nollaig sa me. Smart tea and grace.
Thank you.
Ceris Matthews, the Welsh singer and songwriter and radio broadcaster with Deck the Halls. Now, the tune is Welsh, Nosgallen, or New Year's Eve. It dates back to the 16th century, and it was married up with these lyrics, I believe, in America in the 19th century. And so now we have one of today's most popular carols, but really a much older song, originally in a completely different language. We're going to travel into the rhythms of an ancient tongue with my guest, Mary-Ann Kennedy, later on. She's going to be giving us some insights into Christmas in the Scots Gaelic-speaking communities and music too. Two pairs of American musicians, first of all, though, here. We have North Carolina-based Little Windows, with the Cherry Tree Carol. And first, from the Pacific Northwest, it's Hans Araki and Catherine Clare. Remember, O Thou Man, and Christmas Eve.
Remember, O Thou Man, O Thou Man, O Thou Man. Remember, O Thou Man, thy time is spent. Remember, O Thou Man, how thou art dead and gone, and I did what I can, therefore repent. Remember Adam's fall, O thou man, O thou man. Remember Adam's fall from heaven to hell. Remember Adam's fall, how we were condemned all to hell perpetual, therefore to dwell. Remember, O thou man, O thou man, O thou man. Remember, O thou man, my time is spent. Remember, O thou man, how thou art dead and gone, and I did what I can, therefore repent. Remember God's goodness, O thou man, O thou man. Remember God's goodness and promise made. Remember God's goodness, remember God's goodness. Our sins for to redress, be not afraid. Remember, O thou man, O thou man, O thou man. Remember, O thou man, thy time is spent. Remember, O thou man, how thou art dead and gone, and I did what I can, therefore repent. Give thanks to God always, O thou man, O thou man. Give thanks to God always, most joyfully. Give thanks to God always, for this our happy days. Let all men sing and say, holy, holy. Remember, O thou man, O thou man, O thou man. Remember.
Joseph, so sweet and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, or I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger, in anger flew he. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Jesus spoke a few words, a few words spoke he. Let my mother have some cherries, bow low down cherry tree. Let my mother have some cherries, bow low down cherry tree. The cherry tree bowed low down, bowed low down to the ground. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around.
Little Windows, Julie Glaub and Mark Weems with the Cherry Tree Carol. Stay with me and meet Marianne Kennedy, the Scottish broadcaster and musician, has lots to tell us about her impressions of Christmas past and present and some great music to share. For a detailed playlist of all this week's music, look to our website within a couple of days, thistleradio.com, and you can link from there through to our Thistle Radio music channel on NPR Music. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie's still with you, and Walking in the Air, Howard Blake's theme from The Snowman, played for us there by Margot Crimmel. Mary-Anne Kennedy is a Scottish broadcaster, singer and harper and record producer. She joins me now to share in the spirit of Noleg, Christmas in her native Scots Gaelic. Here she is on harp with Riona's Trip to Ulva. I want to talk to you about the festive season. Now, people in America like to call it the festive season because it embraces everybody's traditions. And in a sense, it's appropriate enough to do that with you as well, because in different countries, of course, but even within the same country, Christmas and New Year were celebrated in quite different ways, depending on your tradition. Mary-Anne Kennedy with me from a Gaelic-speaking tradition, but growing up in the city of Glasgow, surrounded by all the lights and sounds of Christmas. What was it like for you?
It was kind of strange. We are a very musical family on my mum's side. They're from the northwest of Skye, which is a Presbyterian area. My mum was brought up in the Free Church. My grandmother was a Free Presbyterian. Quite a strict, very conservative church, and certainly celebrating what were perceived as Catholic festivals like Christmas would not have been the thing, certainly not in Skye. But in Glasgow, Christmas took on a kind of different aspect because it was all about family. Mm-hmm. It was about people getting together. And when I was little, there were loads of us in Glasgow and close by. And we would all gather in one person or another's. It was tenement flats to begin with for most of us, and still is in some cases. These beautiful old big Victorian tenement flats. You'd basically shoehorn as many people around the table as you could, and it was about the family getting together. And then once again on New Year's Day, we'd have another big meal at somebody else's house. And I have my birthday smack bang in the middle of the two.
So it was non-stop.
Just non-stop.
But with your family, that is also quickly translated into a musical gathering, because when you all get together, invariably songs or some kind of music might be the next obvious thing to do after you've cleared the table.
Yeah, it's funny. For several years, there wasn't so much of that. I think just because there was a wee phase where it sort of perceived that the singing and performance thing was about a certain element of the family. And actually, that wasn't really the case. And I think as we all grew a little older and maybe a bit more comfortable in our own skin, we came back to recognising it as a whole family thing. And even though we're more scattered now, the music certainly is a more central aspect of what identifies us as a family. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of music do you associate with the festive season in general, Christmas through your birthday to Hogmanay, the Scottish New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, Nair Day?
For me, as a Gaelic speaker, one of the most precious collections that we have is a set of six volumes called Carmina Gaedelica. And they're a collection of hymns, charms, proverbs, all sorts of things, chants, prayers, and they really do mark that halfway house between early Christianity and pre-Christianity, because oftentimes in these little prayers you would see mentioned alongside the Virgin Mary would be the sun and the moon, and so they are beautifully described. They're miniatures, but they're absolutely beautiful. So I think of them, and a lot of people are coming back more and more to them, lifting them back out of the book and giving them new music, creating new settings for them, and very successfully, I think, as well.
An Sulen wichke ich ja nicht mehr, an Sulen Spirit allein ich mehr. Lekart ja es kühl, retun
absolute standard, even though we were, you know, in Glasgow. At the church, every year, myself and my little sister would have to get up and sing Léine Mhí Léinn, was Child in the Manger in Gaelic. It's the Gaelic Christmas carol. And for a little kid, actually, da 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 da, is not an easy tune to sing. Maybe some of your listeners will know it better as Morning Is Broken.
What kind of music that you might hear now, just if you put your radio on or went into my record collection in the studio here, would transport you in your heart to that time of year?
Well, there is one CD that comes out every year at the point that we decide is the beginning of Christmas. We try and leave it as close to the 25th as we can. We're not, you know, lighting up the garden from the beginning of October in our household. We tried somewhere around about the 23rd. We'll have gone and acquired our tree. Not telling you where from.
Chop, chop. I sense an axe in this story somewhere.
Fieg a fideach slat a cullia is berg a linea, tri mearlia. Runs something like that. The three thefts that no Gael should ever be ashamed of is the salmon from the river, the pole from the forest, the deer from the hill. Yes, I go to the CD collection, which I'm sure is as tidy as yours, not, and I go looking for John Renbourn and Traveller's Prayer. And there is the most perfect reworking of the Wexford Carol in there, with Mairead Ní Gonadh singing with the voice squad, who I had the great honour of meeting for the first time in Derry earlier this year. And they said themselves that they thought that that was probably just about the finest thing they'd ever had the pleasure of recording. And it's John's own words, reworked, and it's guaranteed to bring a tear to my husband's eye within about 10 seconds of going on stereo. So that's the one that marks the beginning of Christmas for us.
Lule, lule, my tiny child, too soon you'll know the world so wild. Yes, all too soon you will be grown, and I'll bide here alone, alone. The rushing bellows you shall ride, and the light of the North Star will be your guide. But yet a while I'll have you stay, Lule, my tiny child, Lule. For you shall run in meadows green and sport with otters all in the stream, and you shall chase the dappled deer and swim with salmon in the waters clear, to pluck the small birds from the sky on the tail of the south wind you shall fly, and take the high hills for your home, blood of my blood, bone of my bone. The moon must sleep beyond the tree, so wait, sweet maid of Galilee. The sun must rise before the cross to dry your tears and share your loss. The darkest star of the starless night must bow to the power of the eastern light that heals the earth and makes us whole. Heart of my heart, soul of my soul. And when at last your course is run, joy of my joy, my little son, beneath the sky you'll stand alone, flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Yes, you shall stand to cross all the waters of the western lands. But now I have you at my breast, Lule, my sweet one gentle.
What a wonderful choice. Can you wish our listeners very Merry Christmas, Happy Hogmanay, Happy New Year, whatever their traditions may be in your own tongue?
Ha mi y gwyau gan y hwyl y dynia a ha geisiach, dys y ffrwgram ec fiwna. Ha mi gwyau jo nolig, nolig chriel, nolig siel, nolig honna, agos jo flynwyd dyr i hici, agos eich a chalyn ffyr nach ffaisif gyrwch minaj catel ha mi'n dochus. Have a happy, cheery, peaceful Christmas, a great new year when it comes, and eich a chalyn Old New Year, but we'll call that Hogmanay for the moment, where you don't get a wink of sleep.
Well, I hope you have a lovely festive season, Christmas, Hogmanay, New Year, and we now learn also your birthday in and around. And thanks for pointing us in the direction of a beautiful piece of music to share with the listeners. Hope next year is a great one for you in all your endeavours. Mary Ann Kennedy, thank you very much.
Likewise to yourself, Fiona. Thank you.
John Renbourn from Traveller's Prayer. That's the favourite album for Christmas time of Mary Ann Kennedy, and she's been my guest this week. Thanks so much to Mary Ann. You can see a full list of the music she mentioned on our website, where playlists are updated each week and archived. It's all at thistleradio.com. You can also visit there regularly to listen to a whole lot of recent shows once again and link through to our 24/7 Thistle Radio music channel. There is so much to do at thistleradio.com, and we'll have more new music for you soon in the new year. Praying for peace this coming year too, to those who bravely till the ground and those who make the wheels go round, to those who dig the coal and shale, those who succeed and those who fail, to weak or strong, this word of cheer, we wish you all a good new year. Thanks so much for joining me through this year. All the very best to you and yours. Here's Cherish the Ladies. Find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock online. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, or join me on Facebook at Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. The George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognising exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. This is NPR Music.